Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm a mess. I do my makeup in the car. Pulling up 6:30 when I told you 6 o'clock. What? I admit, I'm always about to fall apart. But you would never notice, cause I make you think I'm not. You say you know me, but you don't, but you don't, but you don't. Make it look easy, but you don't, but you don't. Looks can be deceiving, could let you see the real me. But I let you think I'm perfect.
Hot mic, hot mic, hot mic.
You know what would have been so nice?
What?
If we could have heard that song at the beginning of our show.
Would have been great.
Thanks a lot, Frankie.
Yeah. Stacey texted me today and goes, did Frankie ever say sorry to y'all? I'm like, no, he actually didn't.
No, he sure didn't. That's okay. It wasn't technically Frankie's fault.
No, Frankie gave the cue and the other guy misread the cue. In the beginning of our show, I told Spencer before we took the floor to do the show, the whole time I'm like, I just can't wait for that moment. I just live for that moment. My name in lights, on the stage of Hollywood or in Dallas for our show. And that was the one moment that I really was just banking on.
And robbed of.
And let me tell y'all something. The beginning of our show, we had it all planned out. The wrong song played. And then the stage, we had a screen go up and halfway through.
Wait, the wrong song played?
Yes.
It was a little techno song.
It was a... I said, that is the wrong song. And then the screen went up. I said, turn it.
I must have been having a full-blown
panic
stroke
attack. Yeah.
At the beginning.
Out. Yes. The wrong song played. The screen went up. And then when it was over our heads, I said, that's when I came out and I ducked under and I said, wow, nothing like, your first song. And then,
I remember.
And then, the song came on after I said that. And I was like, okay.
There and we you're like, it. Woo.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we are here with manager Booge.
Booge is here. Booge is our manager.
Hashtag manager Booge.
Booge is our social fun manager, but keeps things together in the nickety split. And Stacy is our other fun manager. And she's more of the high level, doing the most on the back end. Booge is just down to drink and ready to run the show.
And I got the tickets.
You did. You scanned the tickets.
Literally.
She scanned the tickets. And
I missed a couple. I was like, yeah, you're good going in.
She said, I love very high security. Yes.
Today. And Nate was like, did you scan the ticket with her? And they're like, no, did I have to? I'm like, yeah, get over here.
I mean, I didn't realize that we were getting a bodyguard. No,
we
had
we felt so important. We got a bodyguard. We got escorted through back doors.
He escorted us everywhere.
Right.
I'm here for that kind of treatment.
I mean, we did get the best treatment though. XOXO dining room. I mean, we can't even say enough about them.
No.
They literally did everything over the top. It was insane.
Extra,
they
thought we were and then important, extra.
And we weren't.
Okay, let's start from the beginning. This episode, we're just recapping the weekend for y'all.
Yeah.
Started off with our plane ride, where Wendy was the real MVP.
She took the
middle seat. And then our flight attendant asked us, what we were going to Dallas for.
Yeah.
So we told her. And then all of a sudden, Chatty Cathy, sitting next to her, eating 8 million snacks.
Right.
Is very interested in talking to us.
Yeah, and I'm not a plane talker. Up. I don't like talking. I say that. Depending on the situation, I was really nervous. This was only my second time ever flying away from Fisher. The first time Mike and I went on a cruise and we flew away. So this is the second time I've literally left him. So I was already on pins and needles. And I didn't really want to talk like that, to a stranger. Sometimes I don't mind. And yes, Spencer told the flight attendant. And I'm in the middle. And it's already awkward when you're that close talking to somebody, especially if you don't know them, because you got to get kind of close. She also had an N95 mask, no shade, whatever. I felt very safe that I was not going to get sick,
But except she didn't wear it at all.
Except she took off her mask and licked her fingers and touched everything. It was breathing all in my face. So I don't really know what the mask purpose was.
I can't get past the licking of fingers. Oh, it was like,
I was literally going to puke.
Up the tray.
Yeah, I was going to throw up. I told Spencer, I was like, I mean, what is this lady doing? Like, she's licking all in her fingers and then turning her head. Mm. But she was very nice, but she was very intrigued. And I also don't know half of what she said because I was like, yeah. Oh, no way. I mean, who knows? She's probably like, we had to put my dog down. We're headed back to Texas. I'm like, oh, cool. No way.
Me too.
That is so awesome. Well, we're really excited to be headed to Texas too. But no, her daughter actually goes to UNC and they were headed back home. So I do know that part.
Gotcha.
But I did. I really took one for the team. Next trip, you're in the middle. Oh, we're going to fly first class.
Because there you
can't,
go.
I can't do middle again. That's tough. I don't know. I've only sat middle, like, honest to God, y'all. And I used to fly every weekend. I think I've only sat in the middle, like, less than four times. Because I've made it a point.
Well, two of those times were on this trip, and I thank you for that. Yeah. Wait a minute. Did Charles ever text you back, Poosh?
Yeah, we've been texting. He's like, can you talk later? I'm like, ooh.
I'm doing a podcast, sorry.
I'm busy.
You probably heard about it, Charles, because you sat next to my
friend. Well, we need to send him a picture, just FYI, us sitting around doing this. So the flight back, we sat next to... First of all, we were talking about this guy, Charles. Hey, Charles, if you tune into this. We were talking about him in the airport because you could tell he's like, there are people that are just like dynamic storytellers. And that was him. He's in the airport talking to this group of people. I thought they were all friends.
He didn't know anybody. He knew no one.
He had traveling by himself there. Talking about how excited he was for his damn fried crack mac in the airport. Mm. And so naturally, he comes and sits next to me and Wendy on the plane. Mm. And so now we hooked him up with Boosh.
And he was like the bro. I can't explain how his personality was. Like, he is your typical Chad. Like, he's a Chad. So he's like really loud. He's country, but he's also got like the vocal fry. So he was like talking about his crack mac. But he had like a southern twang.
Is he gonna be annoying? You're like, no, it could be a good annoying. I'm like,
no.
No, honestly, he was so nice.
And he was like, really nice.
Very nice.
But I did tell you, it's either going to be super toxic or really great. You're either getting married or murdering each other. I don't know.
Yeah.
Could do both. It could be a dateline.
You could get a life insurance policy out of it.
She'll be unsnapped.
So we had to definitely TBD on the dating situation because maybe Spencer and I just played matchmaker and we didn't even know it.
Could be.
I'm an excellent matchmaker. I'm just going on the record as saying I have talent.
I don't. So there you go, 50-50.
Stay tuned. Anyways, so what's next? Okay, so then we get into town.
Yeah, you skipped from the beginning to the end.
Yeah, I know, I really did. I just had to capture it.
Rewind.
So
Charles on the plane.
Well, Spencer, I was like nervous landing. Dallas is very windy, if y'all haven't been there. And I mean, the plane was about to go up in flames. I was really nervous. But anyway, we landed safely.
Slight exaggeration, but...
I'm not being dramatic when I tell y'all that that the roads and the bridges are for the birds. Goodbye.
Terrible.
No, thank you. And it takes 8,000 years to get from point A to point B.
Which is like 5 miles.
It's like 4 miles.
Literally.
Yeah, it tells you everything was like 4 miles from us. And then it was like a million hours to get there. I'm not good at math, but that doesn't seem normal. Like what?
No,
there was a lot of U-turning.
A lot of U-turning. And listen, guys, I mean, GPS, not my strong suit. I'm not great at following GPS, but it was especially bad in Dallas.
It didn't tell you.
I take partial responsibility for missing things, but the rest of it, I blame Dallas.
Well, no, it was Dallas. You were the brave one that drove the whole time.
Yeah.
And you had the backseat drunk driver. I'm like, go right. You're like, I'm in the left lane.
Yeah. No, Spencer had no problems cutting across 17 lanes of traffic. I was like, I'm
going to die. No, I got to do what I got to do.
Yeah. And Boosh, you have no room to be talking because you be driving like that too.
Well, it's all been a rental car, and so it's like an out-of-state plate. I was like, sorry, not from here.
Oopsie.
Gotta go 90.
Yeah. But we stayed in an Airbnb that was super close to the venue.
Yeah.
Well, when
really close. We could have walked there.
No.
Okay, well, we could have.
I mean, it would have been a long walk.
Y'all, it was like 2 miles. We could have walked there.
Two miles? It was like a half a mile, and I didn't even want to do that.
That is true.
But we went to the venue first. Boosh was on a different plane than us. So we get there and they're like, oh, yes, your office manager is drinking at the bar.
Well, we were on two different planes because I didn't realize Dallas had two airports. And the plane I was on, they upgraded me to first class. I'm like, oh, y'all should have flown with your manager.
Right. I mean,
so I'm like, I got to get my money's worth. I'm like, more wine.
They're
so
like, oh, already. There's boozing with booze. We've heard about you. They probably already heard about you.
So I was at the bar. I was like, well, I think they're like right behind me. So I'm just going to get one. And then like, you want another
one bottle?
Like, yes.
Like, can I have a huge glass? Like the one, like the wine cup you have ever somewhere? It's like, a whole glass of, or a whole bottle of wine in it. There it is. This wine glass holds one bottle of wine.
That whole thing?
Yeah. We haven't tested it out yet, but I'm pretty sure.
I feel like that's...
That's what I said. I was like, I don't know. And then we looked at the ounces.
Maybe
and
like, to like the tippy top.
It'd have glass. To be to the tippy top.
Yeah. I bet both of these equal one.
You think?
Yeah. Remember we tried that with the red wine?
Wine is so janky. They don't give you very much.
Well, the bottom of the bottle, like...
True. It goes up.
So well, anyways, yeah, I was drunk at the bar.
But that's okay. They loved you.
No, literally. Like,
they loved her.
They're like, oh yeah, the office manager, she's at the bar. We're like, okay, great. And then we walked into like the space to do like the walkthrough. And we saw pictures, obviously, but like wasn't walking in for the first time like surreal.
Yeah. And it was like, I'm telling you from a dramatic and from a Wendy perspective, which is both, but it was so on brand for swiping up. If we painted a venue ourselves, it would have been that.
Yeah.
I mean, the designer needs to like be in our life because it was perfect. Y'all, this place is pink everything. There's so many rooms. There's so many like nooks and crannies. There's swings. There's like
flowers.
Pools. Yeah. There was like so much stuff. You could literally take 3 hours and go through the place and like take a bunch of pictures.
And everybody was so nice.
Everybody was so nice.
Even the bartender, I was like, she's going to be bitching. She's like, hey.
No.
Like,
yeah, she was every so nice. Bartender was nice. All the staff was mm-hmm. nice. I mean, Michael was like the shit.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah.
Nate, our bodyguard.
Everybody was so like helpful. I told them, I was like, I can't get over how helpful everybody is. Like in North Carolina, like you're on your own, sucker. Yeah. Like figure it out. But like, they were not like that. They were amazing.
They were just as excited to have us as mm-hmm. we were to be there. And that was really, really nice. And we needed that. Yeah. I think, you know, we were so...
The mental hype behind it.
I mean, Wendy and I had a few mental breakdowns in the days leading up to this. Yeah. Me especially. At one point in the car, I just literally snapped.
Yeah.
I was just hysterically crying.
Right. It just happens. It's like an emotional overload. And like Spencer and I really haven't talked that much since we got home. We spend so much time together and we just like shut, like it was so much, but it's like, you're thinking of all the excitement. You're thinking of all the things that could go wrong. You're thinking of all of the like planning, the prep. You want it to go storybook, how it should be or how you think it's going to be. You guys, when I tell you it was nothing of the sort, I mean that with my whole heart. And it doesn't mean it was a bad show. It was a great show. It was a great time. The atmosphere was exactly what we wanted. We couldn't have picked a better atmosphere, I think. But the show itself, I had a couple of strokes. Maybe. I mean, I think it was good from a perspective of like we were genuinely lost at some times and we still picked it up. Like we could have fallen flat on our face, but
we knew the material, but it was just it was difficult.
It was
but
such a roller coaster.
Anyways, we're skipping ahead again.
We are. Sorry, we're just so excited.
But so we did the walkthrough and then everybody, we stuck around, we had more drinks. The staff was like, I think they were definitely trying to get us drunk that first night. They were like, yeah, keep drinking. You want another one? Yep.
Yeah.
It worked.
We
were already drunk. They didn't have to do anything with you. They're like, this girl just won't drink.
It worked for everybody. And then the next day, Wendy and I went and had lunch with Jen and Heather.
Yes.
Which was so everything cool. Of the sort.
It was.
They were lovely and wonderful. And like, you know how you like are afraid to, what they say? You're afraid to don't ever meet your heroes. This is the time where you can meet your heroes. Yes. They're everything that you think they are.
Yeah. Mind you, we were 15 minutes late. Like, could that be any more on brand?
True form.
Literally, I was like, oh my God, of course we're meeting Jen Reed for the first time and we're 15 minutes late. But that's also not our fault. When you see 3 miles on something, you're like, oh, 3 minutes away. That's how I equivalent everything to 1 minute, 1 mile. Not in Dallas. 3 miles equals 3 hours. And we had no idea because we were late. We're like, of course we're late for Jen Reed.
Well, as it was, so Western Sun sponsored the show, which was absolutely incredible. Mm-hmm. And we are so appreciative of that. And so they were dropping off vodka. So we were like trying to run out the door and she was like, I'll be right. I'll be there in 20 minutes. We were like, shit. So we waited around for that. Yeah. And then we're like, oh, we'll just be a couple minutes late. No, no, no. We were 15.
Yes.
But we went
to. How was the brunch?
So good. We went to Paradiso.
Like 6 hours.
Sorry. Yeah. My friends that were there.
It went long.
It did. And I was like, it's just going to be a little bit because we don't want to take up too much of Jen and Heather's time. Like, we didn't know. We know they got stuff going on. They're way more important than we are. So we're like, it's not going to be that long. We're just meeting them to like say, hey, eat, have a drink. And then we were going to leave. Yeah. And y'all did the JFK museum, right? Mm-hmm. And that was cool.
They did a damn full tour of Dallas. We did
the Western boot show twice.
No, I'm mad because I asked them. That's the one thing I said. Can I please go and get a cowboy hat and some boots with y'all? Don't go without me. And I get on, and these hoochies have done posted on it. They didn't just go. They, like, posted it on Instagram, their boots. And I'm like, oh, cool, cool, cool. So
rubbed it in your face.
Yeah.
Well, they're literally on every corner. I'm like, well, we'll do this one, then we'll do another one, and then another one. We'll do them all.
I'm so happy for you.
I've got a pair I'll probably never wear you can have.
We're not even the same
Wait,
size.
Wait, which pair?
I don't know, those tan, like light tan ones. Like,
no, those were so cute.
You
those
have to keep
dirty
those.
Brown ones. I will wear the hell out of.
You will wear the white ones. They are so cute. I'm gonna. Booge is moving to North Carolina. She just closed yesterday, so finally. we're gonna country her up. You're gonna wear them boots. But anyway, they went without us.
Yeah,
and that was fine, but it wasn't.
So yeah, we got the whole town of Dallas, and we still beat you back to the house. We're like, are y'all alive?
We looked at our phones because we don't want to be rude at brunch. So we like really didn't look at our phones. Because,
no.
I mean, again, you know, we were with the queen herself. But they were, I feel like we knew them. Did you like,
yes.
Me and Spencer were walking in and we were like, okay, there they are. And like just walked up to her and like gave her a hug. Like we're all besties. Like, hey girl, what's up?
I had no idea that it had gone on that long either. Like it's one of those things where like
still time really did. Time, but
time flies. I mean, it really did because we were like, oh,
we were chatting.
Shit.
Okay. Were you nervous to meet her?
No.
Had you talked to her before, like on the phone or FaceTime or anything, or just messaging?
We've done like voice memos and stuff.
And yeah. Voice memo, but yeah, that's.
Yeah.
And you weren't.
No, it was literally we knew her.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And we picked up a conversation like any girlfriends would. It wasn't like we were like the awkward, like, hey. Like we literally sat down in the booth. And it was like,
the conversation was like, ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
Cute.
So it was great.
And Heather was awesome too. Like she's, you get Jen and you get Heather and I'm here for the package deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I love that. Kind of like us. You get one, you get the other.
Yep.
And then you get Booge and Maggie.
Yep.
Mag's like, let me on the mic.
Like, let me hump your arm.
Yeah.
Anyways. And then that night that's after Steph, Lacey and MB got into town. So we all went out to a big dinner at Stir.
Two R's.
Stir. That was great. Dirty martinis. No,
They were not dirty. Y'all. They were literally vodka with an olive and like a whisper of.
It was a spritz.
Like a lot of
about the spritz?
Lots a lot of vermouth, but then like two drops of. It's kind of how you'd make a mimosa the right way, but that's with olive juice, and that's the wrong way for a dirty.
Yeah,
we want
no vermouth. Lots of juice,
right?
Lots of brine.
I want a whisper of vermouth, but yeah, I was not impressed with those. But oddly enough, the second one tasted fine.
So I mean, I just downed them like a giant shot, so I was fine.
I know it was good. The only bad thing about that night is so we sat at like a long table. And Spencer and I were saying after that next time we need to get like a private room and a round table because everyone's so fun. And like, again, meeting Steph and Lacey, like we had met MB obviously, but like meeting them, they were the same way.
Yeah.
And it's probably because we do have such an open relationship with them, like talking often. And it felt like, again, you just pick it up with your girlfriends and just chit chat. Like, hey girl, like what's going on? It wasn't even the weird, you know, when you meet somebody for the first time, it's always like that awkward, like, all right, well, I don't want to talk too much or like, they're going to think I'm crazy. I mean, they still might've thought we were crazy, but,
In a good way. But I actually appreciate it too. So they all brought their husbands, boyfriend, Luke.
Yep.
And they were, I mean, they had just as much fun, were part of the conversation. Mm-hmm. Like I really enjoyed that and appreciated that as well. But yeah, that was fun. Wendy and I dipped out. Well, we tried to dip out early, except it took us 16 attempts to get an Uber back to the Airbnb.
Didn't you come to Will Call across the street for a week?
Yeah,
bit?
And they couldn't find me. I got charged 3 times for an Uber that they canceled.
I would call them.
I need to. I just keep forgetting. But yeah, I got charged the cancellation fee 3 times because I think the 4th Uber came to pick us up and I had to call him and was like, we are standing in front of this. Like, please, we even walked and asked a cop. We're like, where is, whatever, the Dirty Rooster or whatever it was called. And we walked down there.
Literally, like, I have no idea why nobody could find us because we were standing right there on the phone with them. Yeah. And they're like, can't find you. Sorry. We're like, okay.
Cool. Bye.
So that took us like 45 minutes.
Did y'all stay out that night, Boosh?
Yeah. Remember we went to that club?
Oh, what did we do?
We went back early. Remember? We went.
We were like, we got to go practice. Okay. We're like, we're going to go practice at the bar.
Yeah, y'all were practicing. We didn't even practice.
No, we got home to rehearse, and then we were both freaking out about everything. And
I had to drink some throat coat, y'all, because I was losing my voice. That's what it was. Yes. I was scared. I was losing my voice because that does happen to me. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
I honestly think it was stress. I think you were losing your voice because you were stressed. I was telling somebody today, planning this show was more stressful than my wedding.
Oh, wow.
I was more stressed before this than I was for my wedding. Yeah. Literally.
I feel like it was like planning. I told a client today, actually, too. I said it was like planning a wedding. I don't know that I was more nervous. I guess if I really think about it, I was, because at my wedding, I didn't really perform. You know what I mean? It was like, I just showed up.
Like, I got some jokes.
Yeah. I'm like, hey, can I get the microphone? Yeah.
Hey, DJ, this is my event.
Yeah. This is not really a wedding. This is our wedding and a stand-up show. No. But yeah, it was like planning a wedding. And that's how the crash was for me too. Like the emotional roller coaster and the crash after everything. That's how it felt. It was like a wedding and like a big event. Yeah. I mean, gosh, by the end of our tour, we're gonna have like 10 weddings. Oh, imagine the emotional roller coaster that'll be.
Lord help us.
I know. But
I mean, drank the same.
Well, y'all came home.
I was here, there, and in a wedding.
Oh, at my wedding. Oh, Boosh doesn't remember my wedding, but that's okay. You had a good time.
I don't remember the first night.
Good. There's a story there, but that's fine. That's very different. Y'all, it's not an inside joke. It's just I can't blast it.
Just kidding.
that would be an unfiltered episode.
Yeah.
Swiping up after dark.
No, we'll get Boosh on an unfiltered episode.
Oh, we really should.
We will. She's shaking her head, but
maybe with Sue Johansson.
Oh my God. And then y'all, Saturday morning rolled around. I woke up, by the way, moms will understand. You leave your kids and you're like, I cannot wait to sleep in and like wake up, open your eyes, check your phone, roll over and snuggle back in the bed, find the cold spot and go back to sleep. Wrong. I woke up at 5 a.m. both or three mornings in a row. And I was like, oh my God. And then Saturday I was so nervous. I woke up at 4 and nobody else was awake. I texted Spencer. I was like, are you up? No answer.
You just caught me at the wrong time. It was the air conditioning in the upstairs of our Airbnb, which had 1,000,002 flights of stairs. That's dramatic. It had four. Three.
It was four stories.
Four, yeah.
Yeah.
Because there was a rooftop that we didn't use. We were so excited and we didn't even use it.
Yeah. No, we were all tired of climbing the stairs.
You did use it.
She did use it solo with somebody on the phone.
Use your imagination.
Anyways, the air was broken. So I slept on an air mattress downstairs, which turned me into a human taco 14 times
every
a night.
Like 3 hours. We were upstairs and we would hear.
I slept next to her and I was like, what? Oh, yeah.
I knew exactly what it was when I heard it. And then the next morning, Becky woke up and was like, was somebody vacuuming? I was like, no, that was Spencer's air mattress. It must have been letting out air.
Literally, I would wake up and my legs were like above my head, but my ass and back were flat on the ground. I was like, this is not working.
It happens, but
you, I survived.
But it was like 900 degrees.
It was
humid.
And it was
muggy. So warm.
It was so gross. Especially the day that we were all supposed to be getting ready. It was like, y'all couldn't even shower. Boosh couldn't even shower in their room because the air conditioner. I still haven't recovered, obviously. The air conditioner guys were in there and y'all had to shower in our room. So we're all trying to get ready, which also didn't help the nerve situation.
First of all, those guys were supposed to be there at 8 a.m.
Yeah.
And they rolled in literally the exact hour that we're all trying to get dressed and showered and ready. I had a box fan that the owners dropped off that I had directly in front of my face as I'm trying to put my makeup on.
You had a good makeup setup though. Spencer had like a table. Stacey's like, did she bring this? I'm like, no, she could have.
Because it wasn't a weird spot. It was like right in front of the patio door. It's like, is that supposed to be there?
The patio was a whisper of a patio. One person could go out there and rock at like a 30 degree angle. You couldn't really go far.
You could stick your foot out there.
Right. But yeah, since we're at a good makeup spot, but yeah, it was so freaking hot.
Yeah, it was miserable. And That also reminded me of my wedding because the air conditioning broke on our house for our wedding the day of. So literally hair and makeup was there and we were all sweating profusely because it was middle of May.
Yeah. Oof.
And and it was like 85 degrees or
and
something.
And I
like
being hot, but I can't deal with the mugginess of it. And when you start sweating and you're trying to put on clothes, and obviously we were in like fitted clothes, it sticks to
your
you.
Makeup just and like it was, drips down your face. Right.
And it was 900 degrees in Dallas, ironically, the first couple of days. But then when we had the rooftop pool, it was 69 and, right. and I almost said snowing, raining. Dallas does dirty on that.
Yeah.
That was rude.
We had 30 minutes in the hot tub.
We did.
That upstairs little restaurant was cool. Bird call, doggy call.
Bird call.
Cat bird?
Cat bird. Bird call.
Close enough. But anyways, we made it to the show. The meet and greet was amazing. I mean, for the most part.
It was really cool.
What's happening?
Fisher just came in here.
Oh, hey, Fisher.
Come here.
We've all had struggles with our skin, and that's why we're excited to partner with Apostrophe, the sponsor of this episode. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed oral and topical medications that are clinically proven to help clear acne. At Apostrophe, a board-certified dermatologist will create a personalized treatment plan that is perfectly tailored to your unique skin. Love that, because my skin is a real disaster. Simply fill out Apostrophe's online quiz about your skin goals and medical history, then snap a few selfies, love those, and a board-certified dermatologist will create your customized treatment plan. Apostrophe treats all types of acne, from hormonal acne to facial acne, and even chestnut, backne, and buttne. They treat breakouts from head to toe.
We all have skincare goals, right? Yes. Like sometimes it's you have a big event coming up and you want to just look your best.
Yep.
And sometimes it is your skin has decided to shit the bed and you need to fix that.
Absolutely.
Apostrophe is here to help you with all of that. And we have a special deal for our audience. Save $15 off your first visit with an Apostrophe provider at apostrophe.com/swipingup when you use our code swipingup. This code is only available to our listeners. To get started, just go to apostrophe.com/swipingup and click begin visit. Then use our code swipingup at sign up and you'll get your first visit for only $5. That's apostrophe.com/swipingup and use that code swipingup to get your dermatologist crafted treatment plan for $5. And we thank Apostrophes for... You guys, I almost made it through. We thank Apostrophe for sponsoring this podcast. Okay, well, we'll just pick up where we left off.
Yeah. Oh, crazy little boys.
Meet and greet.
Meet and greet, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So the meet and greet. So we had a step and repeat, like right in front. So the venue itself, as we said, is huge and it's pink everywhere and it's just like... the most Instagrammable spot in Dallas, probably.
Yeah.
For real. But there's also a speakeasy that they have in the place where it's very well hidden. I mean, you wouldn't know it's there unless you know what you're looking for.
Well, even then you wouldn't know because it's a bookshelf.
I thought it would be like, like a reading room.
I know.
At a club.
It's so crazy. Yeah. It is so hidden in the wall. So it's even cooler. Yeah.
So there's like this vestibule that's off of the main dining room. So we have a step and repeat set up there. And so people were like taking photos with us there and then walking in.
But wait, when we first walked in the doors the day of the show, right when you walk in the main doors, you can look straight ahead into like the meet and greet room and like the little vestibule thing. And there was our pictures that they had made, like our podcast thing. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, there's... our face. I was like literally about to cry. Actually, I probably did. I didn't let the tear fall because I didn't want to like ruin my...
You cried internally.
It was almost externally. I just didn't let the tear fall. You know, you open up your eyes real good and you suck it back down. You're like, get back in there.
Yeah.
But it was so cool to like walk in to that part and see the step and repeat and then to see her, like they made like a billboard thing. Like that's so cool. Yeah.
You were in the marquee.
We were. Yes. There we go. Let's just live in our dreams.
Yeah. But it was so nice being able to like... meet everybody, like hear their names. Some of the people we recognize right away. And so I'd be like, wait, what's your handle? You know, because I would recognize them from DMs by that. And you know, just get to meet everybody. And I actually, Wendy was the one that insisted on doing meet and greet before.
Yeah.
And that gave me such anxiety. I was like, no way. Like, I'm going to be a fucking head case. Like, I'm not going to be able to, like, enjoy that part.
Yeah.
But I'm actually so glad that we did it before, because it was very calming, actually, to meet everybody. And they were all like, good luck. You know, like, but everybody, so supportive.
Yeah. And all celebrities or like singers do that, because it's like, it gives you a chance to connect with people, and then you're at ease. Like, subconsciously, when you meet people, they're no longer strangers, like out in the audience. And like, when you meet them, they're like, not as scary.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and it's like more calming, and it gives you a chance to like be on, so to speak, without actually performing and being on. I mean, I'm actually like, I'm a singer. I'm not, but I'm just saying, like, I knew meeting y'all would be so calming in a weird way, because like just seeing everybody being excited, and they were so freaking sweet. And I'm so bad at like names and stuff, but yeah, like recognizing faces. It's like, and people flew. Like, there were some North Carolina girls. Yeah. I mean, people came from everywhere.
Solo. There were people that flew by themselves.
Who made friends,
or
y'all.
drove from like New Orleans.
Yes,
they were like coming from all over. And I can just tell, like, when they were in line, I was like looking, and they were like looking like, oh my gosh, there they are. I was like, oh, y'all have a fan base. Like, it was cute. I wish I could have like videotaped it. I'm like. But I had to scan tickets.
You had to do your job. Afterwards, we were like, gosh, we want to make a really cute reels of like the highlights, because it was such a cool experience. Like, especially, we can make a highlight just of that night, you know, and that's where we are. But like, having a line of people waiting to come into our show was so neat. Like, to see that, like, that sounds so corny. And I told them, I was like, God, I wish we would have gotten a video of everybody like waving. I mean, this was our first time, y'all. We were rookies, so we like made some mistakes along the way. But it was really cool to like see that line of people, and they were excited, and we were excited. And then like, hopefully we weren't awkward. I know I was awkward a couple times, because I was like.
No, they were probably so like excited and nervous too, that they were like, oh my gosh.
Well, the first like 10 people, we shook their hands. And then finally I told one girl, I was like, listen, I'm a hugger. I've never
We kept shaking people's hands, and I kept introducing myself.
Right. I'm so sorry. They're like, yeah, I know.
In case you don't know why you're here, it's us.
Yeah.
So I was so uncomfortable with it at first. I was like, oh my God. So I would like shake people's hands, and I was like, hi, I'm Spencer. And they're like, yeah. And
yeah.
I was like, oh, I know. Okay.
Yeah. They're like, yeah, I know you are.
But yeah, so that was
Fisher.
Wild.
What are you doing? Why did we go to Texas? I mean, I just ruined it. What did we go do the last weekend?
A play in the summer.
Fisher, what? Where did we go? Tell them where we went.
At the horse.
What? Tell them where we went. Stop being silly.
At the where did I crayon go? Place.
Where I think he meant Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah, he says Texas. You know what drives me crazy about creds? When you ask them a question that you know they know the answer to, and they act like that. That drives me freaking bonkers. My mom used to go, at right. Now I'm like telling Fisher. Exactly. I'm like, don't.
Goodbye. Hey, Fisher, will you sing the song that you were just singing for everybody?
Come, already. Come on, butterfly. Sugar, baby.
Nice. You're a star.
Did you just take a bow?
He did.
He did.
And he also had his little faux tap. Toe tap going.
Under that table.
he's his showbiz, baby.
Yeah, he's like, here to hijack the whole dang show.
Come on, butterfly.
Sugar.
Do you want to come on our next trip with us?
Yeah, he sure does. He's going to come on stage and perform.
All right, well, then you're coming.
Will Daddy be back?
Y'all, he's supposed to be in the bed, and he has gotten up two times. Uh-oh. I guess.
Do you want me to pause this?
Perfect.
Yeah.
Wow. Come a lady. Come my lady. You're my butterfly. Sugar, baby. Sorry, y'all. Like, wow. I can't even share the spotlight with my child. I'm just kidding. I will share it.
He is the star, and he is fully prepared to steal the spotlight.
You know what? I don't even care. If he wants to move to Nashville and be a singer, I will be a momager, and I'm down with that. Like, I'm like encouraging him to play the guitar. I'm like,
I can think of worse gigs.
Yeah. Right. I'm like, please learn that, buddy. You play wagon wheel. Just play your little heart out.
Okay. Anyways, so we go through the whole meet and greet. It is wonderful. And then we did tell like Jen and Heather, Britney, Kingdom of Sequins, like mm-hmm. their whole crew to come towards the end of meet and greet.
But wait, Maddie came to meet and greet.
Maddie did come to meet
and Maddie greet. Brought
Maddie
us,
and Allie.
They brought us some Tallulah stuff, some swag.
Just so sweet.
And y'all know, equally with the Jen thing, Maddie is like, just, I love her so much. And her mom, Allie Cat, they are the sweetest yeah. people, honest to God. And like,
so supportive.
Literally from day one, mm-hmm. we like, they are just those people. And we immediately, I saw her, I was like, oh my God, there's Maddie, you know? And again, I didn't even fangirl because I felt like it was my friend.
Yeah.
Like, how sick is that? You know what I mean? I was like, oh, that's my friend. That's my friend, Maddie. I love her so much. Like, we're best friends forever. We've been knowing each other for years. We're North Carolina gals. No, like, she was so sweet.
It's literally how it was, though.
It yeah. basically was. Yeah. And Allie Cat, too, her mom is so precious. Like, she has goals. Like, can I please look like that when I'm a mother older?
Right?
Like, she's so hot. Sorry, Allie Cat. I know she listens, but I did have a couple like strokes when I was talking to her. I know she probably thinks I'm an idiot because I was so distracted. Like meet and greet was so cool, but like there's so much going on and like, oh my God, I couldn't focus. And Allie, I promise I was listening to all of your stories. And if I glazed over, yeah. that's just me. That was just me, girl. I take a little extra attention. I require just a little bit of extra.
It was slowed down.
It was a lot. It was a lot of stimulation.
Yes, but they came through, which was so cool. And I love yeah. that.
So, and then we had somebody like escort them to the VIB section. We had that for the
bibs. We did.
But anyway, so Jen and that crew came like last minute, which was perfect because we had Nate take them back or take them like through the side door.
Yes.
So they could come in right through the front and not have to like make their way through the room. Right. Which was perfect. But it was funny because we're walking yeah. back to like change. Our area to yeah. go change. And we just hear this like, yeah, the yeah. crowd like erupt yeah. in screams, like yeah. hooting and hollering when she walked in.
Yeah.
I mean, I loved that for her.
I did yeah. too. That was so cute.
But yeah, so then we went back and we got changed and we said a little prayer to Jesus.
Sure did. Stacey came back there and she was like, just standing there. And she's like, I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, I just need to document this moment. Do we need to say a prayer? I'm like, yes, we do.
Oh my God.
And somebody brought, again, XOXO, they gave us dirty martini. We had some on the stage. They had a Fiji water for us, y'all. We didn't get no Aquafina.
No, okay. I love that you, Wendy legitimately got so excited.
I was like, oh, over the Fiji
water.
I was like, they really think we are somebody. Dang. Like, they sprung for a Fiji, y'all. Like, I'm sorry, we are not famous, but we got that Fiji water. I'm gonna tag them up in our sponsor post.
But thank you Fiji. Literally did when we walked up on the stage before the show got started. She goes Fiji.
I got the hand painted wine glass.
We got a hand painted. Did they make it home, Spencer?
One of them did. One of them did not.
What about the vodka bottle?
It was not salvageable.
Oh, that bad?
It was pretty bad.
Yikes.
Yeah, thank God I had it wrapped in
the sweatshirt.
A lot of stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. We were going to, if they broke, we were going to make like a really cool like mosaic thing with the wine glass.
Wouldn't bad? Have worked.
Ooh. Dang, it was that bad.
Yeah, I'm not actually sure how one survived and the other one got
looked like that.
Smushed to smithereens.
Sometimes but it's like did. That when people go out of the night. You know, like you go out with your friends, some people survive and some people don't.
Yeah, but we do have one flamingo glass to perfect. Commemorate.
Well, we'll bring it in here. We'll put yeah. our pins in it. But they like there had that on stage. They had our dirty martinis. We had a little dirty in the back.
Yeah, the Jen team that was running the event.
They did so. It's gonna
so
be
good.
Really hard to find an event or a venue to like live up to that.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah.
And this is a challenge for everyone listening that wants us to be at your event. I mean, your space. Why do I keep saying event?
But
your
they
event
were space. So lovely there that yeah. like no matter what size shows we end up doing in the future,
yeah.
like I always want to come back and yes. do like a really R-O-G. Intimate yeah. little mm-hmm. show there because it was so nice.
No, like
it
your was, annual tour.
That's yeah. That's what me and Spencer were talking about. We're like, it doesn't matter how many shows we do. Like that would be so cool to come back and do one there because it's so special. Like yeah. looking yeah. back, like we're skipping around. We'll talk about this later.
In true form.
Right. Really sorry.
Are you guys following still? Great.
Because if you are wondering, and if you do make it to a show, our show did go a little something like this as well. We skipped all over like a freaking basketball. It was rough.
In all fairness. Okay. So we get up on stage. We had a movie, mm-hmm. which for our patrons, we're going to be posting it in Patreon.
Yes.
That's the only place we're going to share it because we are going to use it for future shows.
Yeah.
But
people loved it.
Loved it. It was so cheesy and wonderful. Yeah. And it was exactly what we wanted. We wanted like this icebreaker moment.
Yeah. And we don't take ourselves too seriously, y'all. Like, spoiler alert, the joke is not on us because we're in on the joke. Like, we get it. There's one tour date. Like, that's... There's one tour date on purpose right now.
They were like, oh my God, they think they're famous. No.
It's called Basically Famous.
We know we're not. It's tongue in cheek. Have you never heard of self-deprecating humor? Yeah.
Right. It's just a joke, you guys. And the video was everything that encompasses that on purpose.
You did a really good job.
Thanks.
Our
manager.
So we'll post that in Patreon.
Yes.
But we play this video and then... The idea was they had this screen. So the idea was that we were going to have this moment where we talked for a couple seconds before the screen lifts and the music was going to play and then the screen lifts.
Right.
And Wendy and I were going to be behind it, you know.
Pose like Beyonce, y'all. Picture Beyonce.
Arm in the air, back to back.
Oh, we had Boosh turned the pink lights on at this moment. It was dark and then the pink lights came on. The smoke came out. We're standing back to back. Our hands are in there. Our microphones are up. And that shit was ruined. It was and we were like, okay. I said, that is the wrong song. That's the wrong song.
But
that's
literally the wrong screen one. Was like halfway up our, you can see it in one of the clips. I'm turning around and I'm yelling at Frankie. And
you
I'm
were
like,
standing on the side of the, you weren't even in the middle of the stage at that point. You were on the side of the stage.
Oh, I was having a stroke.
No, I almost preferred that over the entry that you wanted. Like, that's classic you guys.
That is true. Love it. Love it. But you know what?
Frankie, get it together.
I literally turned around and I was like, play the fucking music. And he was looking at me and I was like, the screen is already halfway up. Like, but you can see my hand in one of somebody's clip. Yeah. You can see my hand like going up in the air. Like, what the fuck? You know, gesturing. The screen's up to my tits at that point and the song isn't playing yet. So then in the eerie silence, we dip our heads under the screen. We're like, okay.
Yeah, it was, oh God. I was kind of sad because I really wanted to have that moment. But then the second that screen lifted and we were like, that wasn't the way it went. It kind of broke the ice a little bit. And I was like, you know, I guess that kind of helped my nerves a little because it helped me because I just had to like say something and like, I was like, damn, that just happened. And like,
they stole our thunder.
But you know what? Can't nobody keep us down. P. Diddy said it best. Can't
nobody keep us down. It did fuck me up a little bit in the beginning though. I told you, you carried me in the beginning because I was just like so
stunned. Frazzled. It was like a moment of like, wait, what?
Yeah,
that was like a pinch of your show though, and like everything else they probably remember all the funny parts and
it really was. I mean, it wasn't like that was important. It was just the show to kick off that way. I was like, wow,
we're going great. This is
technically
going really good.
You started with the movie and that was a bang, so
you're right. You gotta glass half full.
You gotta have a little blip every now and again.
I will
keep
say
you humble.
The show, as we said, the content of our show, the way we, like, what we know the show would have been, could have been, was gold.
It was so good,
however,
y'all. It was bronze, the way we delivered it.
It was bronze. At best. It was.
We didn't place.
I'm glad, everybody, we could not find a single person in the room who did not say that it was amazing. They had a great time. It was so good. Which, like, at the end of the day, like, that's a win.
Right.
Yeah. Everybody loved it. Everybody had fun. However, but future shows, we will be laying down some ground rules, some like live show etiquette.
Yeah. I told Spencer, I said, I always remember going to shows. Heather McMahon did it. And she stands on that stage and the first things out of her mouth is, y'all better shut the F up. I'm going to, you know, do my show. I don't want no chit chattering. I don't want you to get hammered. Oh, y'all can get hammered on ours. Yeah. We don't care.
You can get hammered.
But like the chit chat, like she lays it out there. And I told Tinsler, I was like, wow, now I understand completely.
There were a couple moments in the show where I actually was like, wow, like the amount of conversation in this room is deafening. Mm-hmm. And it was
so distracting.
It was so distracting. And also like in that like split second, you get in your head because yeah. you're like,
we suck. They hate us. Right. I want to go home.
Are they not? Yeah. Are they not
Everybody
like
hates
interested
me.
In the show because right. they're all talking when in reality they're relating to what we're saying.
Right.
And so it's springing conversation, yeah. which is like, okay, that's nice. Like, I'm Save glad that after. You're
yeah.
invested in what we're saying, but then you're having a 5-minute conversation about it and you're missing all the other things that we're saying.
Yeah. And look, y'all, I get it. I'm the same way. Like, I could be sitting in church and that preacher says something. I'm like, yes, John, my brother John. And I'll be with like, but no, there's a time and a place. And it is very distracting. I didn't realize like standing up there, because we had the room, we paid for uplighting like extra so we could get like that pink vibe. So we had all the other lights dimmed, and I didn't realize how much you were going to be able to see like out past the stage. Like, the lights weren't that blinding, probably because the sun never sets on a rock star, so we could like see out there, you know. And me and Spencer a couple times like looked at each other because we could see out, and like there were tons of people at the bar, and this was no one's fault. It was just it's like anything, you order your drink and you're like, what do you want? Okay, all right, cool, what do you want? And then they're like, there's a lot of whispering and it just goes further. It's like a fire.
I don't think anybody was whispering.
No, right. No. But no. And it was like, so, like in the, at one point I looked back and it was like a group of people at the bar, and I was like, is our, did I black out? Is our show over?
I think or that like, was the line still. Like it, even I, like halfway through. There
well,
was
that's why I think Steph said that. I think Steph was like, no, people were getting drinks and they were literally asking like, okay, what do you want? What do you want? Yeah. And it just turned into like this, I don't know. And me and Spencer literally looked at each other and we're like,
there were several moments where it was like, we almost like lost, not almost, we did lose our place in our show because we were so distracted by everything.
Yeah.
And I would have thought that, okay, well maybe it was just us, except we did mingle with a lot of people after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to a lot of people after the show, and not a single person didn't comment about the amount of talking and how they wish that we would have said something in into the mic.
Literally every single person
makes
said
me
that.
Feel bad, because it's like, okay, well, we've got all these people that couldn't like really enjoy the show the way they wanted to and the way we wanted them to because of all the conversation. So
it's a double-edged sword, because it's great that people like relate it. Like, we want that. Obviously we want people to be like, oh my God, that's exactly, you know, what I've been through, whatever. But yeah, like the distractions, but now we know like what to do. We need to do some type of different service for that. Like, either drink service needs to come to their seats or something, because it was so,
it was a learning experience. Yeah. There were a lot of things we got right.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are a lot of things that I would definitely change for the next one.
And spoiler alert, I lose my train of thought like super easily. Literally. I'm like, oh, a squirrel, a gnat, a this, a that. And like, for me, that was like a nightmare because I kept looking around.
Truthfully.
And I was just like, what was I going to say? You know, like that happens to me in here. So imagine
like, an audience.
Right. With people there yelling things and talking. I'm like, oh my God, I'm not made for this. But I am. Oh yeah. By the way, I got to say, what's up, Dallas? I can't say that without putting my arm up.
So you got your dream.
I did. That was the highlight.
Well, see, the highlight, did get it. The highlight for me was, well, I had two. Obviously,
I'm kidding. That really was. I mean, yeah, that actually was.
No, that was your highlight. Are you kidding me? You had your moment, girl.
I had my moment, girl.
Calling my dad.
Oh, yeah, you did.
I, at some point, was talking about how it was my dad's birthday the day before.
Yes.
And then I think it was Brittany. Was it Brittany Garcia?
I don't know.
That was what, like, call your dad.
Oh, maybe. Probably, yeah.
She's like, call
by
your
the way,
dad.
Y'all need to follow her. Your girl's wild.
Kingdom of
I love
sequence.
Her. Yes.
Yeah.
Follow her for a good time.
So she was like, call your dad. So I called him. And you guys, my dad turned 79 this year. Like, he's an older gentleman, but he's like still very hip with it, whatever. Mm-hmm. Even though he doesn't understand what a fucking podcast is.
It's fine. Neither did Booge.
Made his life. Everybody sang happy birthday to him. And like,
like we sang y'all to him.
He was so excited. And the next day I talked to him and he was like, I can't believe that. Everybody sang. That was so cool.
You're like, yeah. Well,
yeah. And then Wendy arranged a surprise for me on stage, which literally I am shocked that
I know.
You were able to keep the surprise.
Me too.
So,
because I'm not a good surprise keeper.
No. So Elaine, you got to explain to me how it all came to be. Because I was like, you were telling me that night, but like, I couldn't focus on anything. Yeah. Right.
So like a few weeks ago, I'm going to look on our first text message. Elaine, we were talking and about, we were going to call her. Spencer was going to call her in the show and she was going to, because Spencer had one friend coming and I had a couple of my girlfriends.
Who didn't even make it.
She didn't make it, which was even
it's her
more,
husband's fault.
Yeah.
No, so it was even fault. More perfect because, I'm like looking. See, this is why I can't do two things at once. Okay, so Spencer's friend was coming. I had my girlfriends, and Spencer was like, "Well, I'm going to call Elaine during the show because that'd be funny." I'm like, "Yes," because Elaine is just she's so funny and like naturally just loved hilarious. Her. Yes, and so she's been on the show, obviously, yeah. Y'all know. And so she had messaged me after and was like, "I am dying. Like, I want to come to Vegas." I'm like, "She Vegas? Said
Dallas.
Dallas. Did I say Vegas?
Of course."
So this was April 26th, and I was like, she will die.
Like a month
like,
ago.
She will literally die. And so then we were trying to figure out, like, okay, when to have her come out. And I was like, if you come out in the beginning or middle, I said, that's going to throw Spencer off. And I was like, that is going to just not, that ain't going to be good. And she's like, no, I agree. Like, it needs to be. Because we had this whole show planned. And then at the end of it, I told Elaine, I was like, when she calls you, just don't answer. And then that way, Spencer would be like, are you freaking kidding me? And then I was gonna, I had this whole speech planned, y'all. Like, oh my God, I was crying and Elaine was crying on the phone. We're like, oh my God, I'm getting teary. I just think that I was like, me too, girl. Oh my God, like, everybody's gonna cry. And then, of course, like, I told Booge, I was like, hey, Spencer's friend's coming out here. And I am a horrible secret keeper. It's hard for me to like keep the loose ends tied. I just can't. I slip up or whatever. And I told Booge, I was like, okay. Elaine's coming. I'm going to include you in a group message, whatever. So she gets there. Elaine's all in. And for whatever reason, I guess I didn't know our little script or our storyline. And we talk about girlfriends and like there are different kinds of girlfriends. And I don't want to obviously give away the show because we're going to do more. But there's a particular friend, the whore. And I said, when Spencer says whore, you got to bring in Elaine.
And you threw me off because you were talking about the whore. And then I'm like, oh, no, they're back to her dad. Hold on. Stay there. Don't come in. No, wait. It's on cue. Wendy just winked at me. Oh, my God. I don't know what to do.
Yeah. Elaine was so confused. She's like, wait a second. Booze told me when she says whore to come in. But then now she said she's talking about her dad. Like, don't you do it yet. So it was like perfect. But then not. So anyway, our show at this point, y'all, was such a shit show that I was like, you know what? That's why I winked at you. I was like, is she here? And Booze said yes. And I was like, bring her in. I'm because like, at this point it was like maybe 30 minutes of the show left, and so Elaine comes in and I tell Spencer, you know, blah blah blah, and Spencer's like looked at me with like this dead stare because I said there's a certain type of friend that will surprise you and fly all the way from New York. Yeah. And Spencer was like looking at me so confused because her friend earlier that day couldn't get there from New York.
Yeah, I didn't. It was her?
I didn't know.
I was hoping that you did. I told Elaine, I was like, that's perfect. What if she thinks it's actually Sarah?
Yeah like for a moment I was like, wait, so like Sarah actually.
But I don't know Sarah, like, so yeah.
Yeah, I was very confused. But that's, yes, my immediate thought was that, like, Sarah actually did make it.
You were very confused. And then Elaine was, like, taking her time. And I was like, bring her in!
Because I was probably like, no, not yet. Okay, thank you. But I don't know. No, no, go ahead. I think they're cueing you.
So it's your fault. It's Bougie's fault.
Like, yes, no.
I'm a good manager.
You can't get everything right.
No, but that was the best surprise. I immediately started crying, which I was really pissed about because my makeup looked bomb.
It was good.
Some pink napkins.
It was good.
It was fine.
Yeah. And then Elaine was there and I felt bad because she wanted to see the show and we were trying to figure out, I was trying to get her to wear a disguise. She's like, girl, my hair is so big. First of all, Elaine, no offense, but you said you were going to do your hair and that's why you couldn't wear a wig, but your hair did not look done.
Her hair did
Elaine's
not
listening.
So she is. She better listen.
She'll listen to this,
one. This
because we mention her. Yeah. Okay. Those are the only episodes she listens to.
I'm just going
to
mention. You know what? She tags me every day in Wordle. I'm going to tag her in every single episode. So she has to listen to it. But yeah, so she wanted to see the show. And I was like, well, just sit in the back. So Booge and I were like scoping it out when we were doing our walkthrough to see like how, because I thought it was like a long, narrow room, which it was. She could have sat in the back corner, but she was just so afraid it was going to get ruined. And we were like, we didn't really want to like ruin it. Can you imagine if you would have seen her like, and we got all the way through and you're like, wait,
Yeah. Her, what? Yeah. No, I would have heard her before I saw her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that laugh, there's no disguising that laugh.
But it was perfect. She got to see the rest of the show, obviously. Yeah. She did not like being on stage. She is not one of us.
You're like, take a seat. She's like, no, you're going to see everything. I was like,
whenever I told you to wear that little hoochie dress, see, that's why we called you in on the whore.
No, it was, that was the great. And honestly, I felt like I came alive after that.
You did. Aww. You did.
I was
you
like really revived did. After that.
Yeah. Well, that was like a burst of excitement. You had talked to your dad and you, your best friend was there. So next time, I guess I need to call Tammy and see what's up.
There you go.
Well, my mom texted me on Friday and she was like, good luck tonight, baby. I love you. You can do it. Knock so them dead. Sweet. And I was like, Mom, the show's literally tomorrow. She's like, oh, duh. Like, yeah, it's not today. She's a precious little baby.
Love her.
But yeah, it ended off on the best ending, the karaoke closeout. And I feel like everybody was like, y'all, when we knew we were doing karaoke closeout, I told Spencer we should do a mashup. Wow, what is wrong with me, y'all? I'm so tired. I got back from Dallas and then I worked yesterday and today until like 1 o'clock at night.
It was a long time.
Oh my God.
Like, are you done yet?
Oh my God.
Screaming.
Yeah, she's like, hey, your kid's crying. Can you come home? He smashed his hand on rocks. I'm like, well, why are you letting my kid smash his hand on rocks?
Well, it was very delayed. He was playing and then he like looks at me and then he like runs inside and then he just starts screaming at Mike and I'm like, it wasn't me. And then he's like screaming. And then he like comes out and he got distracted with the donut. So it was like delayed. So and it was done. Very, very short lived.
Very short lived.
I'm like, just kidding. You don't have to rush home. He's fine now.
Yes. I'm like, well, I'm still home. So great. Can't wait to come into a screaming kid. But karaoke closeout. Like that was, I feel like that was my highlight of the show because everybody was like up and dancing and singing and MB and Ponderosa.
Oh,
and,
everybody was Lacey. High. Yeah.
However, MB, I stepped on some glass. And I also broke my toe. So like the same foot, by the way.
Was it the same foot?
Like just amputate
that foot,
it.
That foot's really been through the ringer this week.
I said, if I came to Dallas and I lost my foot, can you?
Like, in your voice.
And my voice. I left everything in Dallas, including my foot. Hey, but I got a Gucci bag.
Fair trade.
I came back with a Gucci bag, but my foot's still in Dallas. It's my left one. At least it's not my dominant foot. I can still kick your ass.
Oh, God.
What was the highlight of the show? Well, you just said Elaine and your dad, but like,
no, as far as the show, that was sick. Okay. I love karaoke.
That was cool, right? Like seeing everybody dance and sing. It was. And then my second favorite part was when I said, thank y'all so much. And I got a wave in the air.
You didn't say thank you, Dallas.
Did I?
I don't know.
I don't know either. I blacked out. By that point, I had two dirty martinis and goldfish.
I was
so.
I was going to say.
Can't even eat.
I was like, I was just ready to be done. And done. Too. And done I was. After the show,
me too.
I drank so much.
Yeah.
I
but that was cool that all the bloggers stayed. Like everybody that I've talked to was like, oh my God, the fact that Jen and Maddie, they all stayed after
the
show.
We partied all night long. We partied long hard with them.
Yeah, it was fun.
All night long.
Yeah. But they were so fun to like see, like we were at ease. Whereas like leading up to that, I told Spencer, going forward, I think next time we have like one day of travel. And then like have the afternoon off and then the next day is our show because we were not ourselves the first couple of days. I was very uptight. Yeah. I was like super, I mean, we cried no less than 26 times. I think
I warned everybody. I said,
we started our periods too though.
Yeah. I was like, I'm just FYI, I'm going to be unwell
right
until Saturday night when that show wraps and I can go balls to the wall and balls to
and
the wall
you
I
did,
went
and I right. loved it.
No, it was good.
Balls to the wall I went.
Yeah. And sadly I had this perfect little joke in there about my girlfriend's coming from my hometown.
Oh, we had so many good jokes that we just never
save
even
it
got
for
to
the next one.
Literally.
Well, y'all are always gonna be there now, so
yeah, you can't skip any of them.
Yeah, no, you can't. No. Like y'all are part of the crew. I mean, we have our hairstylist there, we've got our management team, like y'all, Becky, Stacy, and Booge, like y'all are in it. Y'all are in it for the long, y'all are on the roster.
We went from being a two-man band to a five-man band.
Yeah. Just like that. Hey, when you're a fun party, you're a fun party. Mm-hmm. And we are quite the fun party.
And I already told Steph, Lacey, and MB that they also are required to come to every show from
1,000%.
Here on out. Yes. Men too. The men were very, I'm not going to say they were upset that they weren't part of the show.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, they beelined in after the show. They like came and they had been hanging out in the bar and they came in that room so fast and every single one of them came directly up to me and were like, how did it go? How do you feel?
Yeah.
Which was really, I mean, nice. They were like equally as excited and invested.
And you know what else too? Like when, like MB, which I love everybody like so much, but MB was legit the best hype girl. Like she switched to like serious MB for a minute and she's like, hey, y'all got this shit, like go out there and kill it. And I'm like, okay, yes ma'am.
Like you're taking direction. Okay,
yes, you're absolutely right. I'm gonna be on 2020. I'm about to go kill this shit. Like bye, I'm going to jail. I'm killing it. I'm getting caught. But she was like such a good, like sincere hype person that it made me feel like I really had to go kill it. I was like, I gotta go kill this shit.
Like you can't let her down.
No. And I also blacked out, so we decided to take audience questions and
shut the fuck up. That was such a bust.
No, but listen, how I was thinking about it because I was like reliving it and oh my God, I was so embarrassed.
That's unfortunate.
So it came after a pageant story about me not being able to answer a question on stage and then I couldn't even read the question. And B was like, what? I don't understand the question. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know how to read. And Maddie, bless her heart, was like, no, she's asking. I'm like, so thank you, Maddie, for reading the question for me.
But that's okay. The Q&A was actually for us and this question was for MB. And so Luke. I'm like, okay, that's not how this works.
Right. No, we got some things right and we got some things wrong. And sometimes I can't read. So I will not be walking around. I'm not doing any more Q&As, period. That's my second. Look, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame, whatever it is.
Well, you live and learn.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
There yeah, that's go. It.
That is.
So I'm not doing that anymore. Mm-mm. No way.
It was so bad.
Keep the karaoke in the video, though.
For sure. Yeah. But the Q&A, gotta go.
Gotta go.
Gotta
the game,
go.
That was fun. Blonde Bomber Bomb. Oh, my God. Good. I'm done. Bye. I retired. Did one show. I'm done. Hi to my career. See ya.
Let's think I'm perfect.
Blonde Bomber Babe. No, blog. Oh, she's going to murder me. Blonde Bomber Blog. Pog? Is that what we're talking about? Sadly enough, I'm so like loopy that like Boosh poured me a glass of wine and I've had a couple sips, but I don't trust myself.
You ain't drinking it.
I am. Relax. God. Blonde Bomber Blog.
There you go.
I can't say it, so she needs to change her name.
Tongue twister.
Her and her friend, y'all need to follow her too. She's fun as well.
She was a fun
time. And they did the newlywed type of game, and we didn't understand. They didn't understand. It was a lot of misunderstanding.
I was like, bitch, do you not listen?
So we were like, oh God, this is not.
At that point, it was too late into the show. Yeah. Everybody had too many cocktails at that point.
Yep.
No instructions.
So it's fine. We know now what we need to tweak and change.
Right. So basically, to sum this all up, we,
That's it.
No, you have to edit this out. I have snot in the back of my throat.
Ew.
It's really thick. Sorry. I got to swallow. That's why I'd be quiet for a minute. So hold on.
Give me that wine.
I just got it. No, I just got it out. You know when you have like a really thick one?
No.
I'm sorry. Okay, but to sum it all up, I mean, our next show is going to be even better. Spencer and I have been brainstorming. We've been talking about it. And we know what we know now. Because there was that little moment. We were so scared of like what could go wrong. It did. But besides that, like we didn't know how it was going to be on stage. And let me tell you, showbiz might not be cut out for us, but we're cut out for it.
I got no problem. Now I know I have no problem standing on a stage in front of
at least 130 people
with a microphone.
Right.
That part I am A-okay with.
Right.
I just need all of y'all to shut the fuck up
while we're on stage so we can hear ourselves think.
So that my ADD brain can focus and do what I came there to do.
Right. So we can go live our lives. But
I did tell Nate to tell everybody. I'm like, can you go tell him to shut up? And so he was like, hey, you're all going to keep it down. And they were like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like, I don't think that they realized.
No, right.
It wasn't malicious. No. So like, I'm saying that all y'all needed to shut the fuck up. And while I do mean that wholeheartedly.
Nice.
Still shut the fuck up.
Wholeheartedly. We know that y'all were just having a really good time. And at the end of the day, and this is what I told everybody, hand to God, afterwards, I was like, everybody was walking up and they're like, oh my God, you did great. And I said, but did you have fun?
Yeah. Right.
Because I know it wasn't great.
Right.
But did you have fun? And they're like, yes, this was the best time. Like, I'm so happy. There were so...
No regrets.
There were so many people that came to the show alone mm-hmm. that left with new friends.
Yes.
Yeah. And, like, that made my heart so happy.
Yeah, that's cool.
To be brave enough to come do something like that by yourself.
Yeah.
Right. Especially traveling. Like, you know, you're staying at a hotel alone. Yeah. And, like, I don't know. That just... The fact
And also, we're part of their friendship story. So, like, whenever people ask, like, just like people ask us all the time, how did we meet? They're going to ask how they met. And they're going to be like, oh, at the Swiping Up show. And they're like, wait, what? Swiping Up? So I thought it was a dating thing. Who asked us that? And they were like, oh, at the airport. Remember? Yeah. They're like, what are y'all doing? Y'all are going... Where are you headed? To the airport? Yeah. And he's like, oh, wait, what show? We're like, Swiping Up. He's like, always dating. No,
it was the airport guy, the check-in guy. Yeah. When we were checking our bags.
Oh my God. We're like, no, but yeah, we get it. It does sound like that, but it's not, it's about influencers. And he's like, oh, okay, I'm gonna check it out. We're like, he's like, but if you ever want me on your show, I can bring it. I'm like, okay, cool.
I had more men offer to come on this podcast this weekend than I
they
can
were. They stopped for. Us in XOXO and they were like, y'all got some fine girls in there. We're like, we know we roll with some hotties.
Yeah.
We know.
Yeah. Nate was like, there's some girls in there. I got to put them in my movies.
I was like,
okay.
He's a director now.
Yeah.
Director, bodyguard, producer.
Does it all.
Final thoughts.
Grill master.
Do you have any final thoughts? We just really radio.
It was great. Next time, let me book your flight. And
so we can be on the same one.
We should drink more vodka next time.
More vodka?
Western Sun Vodka?
Yeah.
I like what you did there. So Western Sun Vodka sponsored our show, and a special, special thank you to them. Actually, their vodka is really good, and we brought a bunch of it home, and I'm going to have it this weekend for Memorial Day.
So good.
Peach was good.
So good.
We had little hangover kits for everybody, too.
That was very
and
true.
So they brought airline bottles.
Which we had cuter bags, y'all, and I had them shipped to my house. My bad. They're actually in my dining room. We need to keep them. They're super cute.
Yeah, it's fine.
But we put those together for you.
Booge and Stacy,
our amazing team, management team.
Yes. We had a terrible assembly line and we were forgetting stuff and having to open them back up. It was not it. So Booge was like, you need to move. Like,
Wendy and I went upstairs to rehearse and they made the bags.
We went up there to cry and then we rehearsed and then we cried again. No, I'm kidding. I'm not kidding. That's really how it went.
I loved it all.
Good.
You did great. I had fun.
That's all that matters.
That really is all that matters.
Thank you. Good night.
Yeah. But really, thank you to everybody that came and seriously that hung out with us and spent your money to come to our show. Like even though my mom doesn't understand it, we do. We get it. Like, we do feel like we're of value and hopefully it was worth it for you.
And we will be having more.
Yes.
Yay. So, you know, the Basically Famous tour will not just be one stop.
It's not. We're going to be basically famous. We're gonna be basically famous all over town. I obviously have to get a lot of sleep. I will never schedule myself to work in the salon like this after a show.
Nope.
Because it has not been. Oh, but real quick, y'all, before we go, I started reading Slammed. It's the new Coho book because I could not read anything. Nothing could enter my brain between now and then. It's good. It's a series. I'll post about it on my stories.
Yeah.
That's all.
All right.
Maybe she'll be at the next show. Where does she live?
Yes, I'll work on that.
That's all she wrote. Thank you, Manager Booth.
Thank you so much.
All right, you guys, thank you if you came. And if you didn't, then we hope to see you at the next one.
Love y'all.
Bye.
Bye, Jess.
Bye, y'all. So I let you think I'm perfect. Yeah, let you think it. Think smiling because it's working. Whoa. Cover up my problems. You know.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything.
Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.